AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. As Israel and Hamas moved ahead with the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire agreement yesterday, President Trump called for a new era in the Middle East. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
First in Israel, where he celebrated a U.S.-brokered ceasefire with Hamas, and then in Egypt, the president raised hopes for Mideast peace.
It's going to happen, and it is happening, as before your very eyes.
Telling a global summit on Gaza, the future cannot be ruled by past fights.
We have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to put the old feuds and bitter hatreds behind us.
He urged Israel to move on from military victories and Palestinians to abandon terror, and even told Iran the U.S. is always ready to cooperate. But despite his sense of finality about peace,
this is a monumental day.
Fundamental questions remain about how and if Hamas will disarm and who will govern Gaza. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China's Commerce Ministry says it's banning Chinese companies from dealing with five subsidiaries of South Korean shipbuilder Hanwha Ocean. It's also investigating a U.S. probe into China's growing dominance in world shipbuilding, saying it endangers China's national security and its shipping industry, and cited Hanwha's involvement in the investigation.
The main topics are air defense and our possibilities with long-range to pressure on Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll travel to the U.S. this week for talks on the potential U.S. supply of long-range weapons. This comes a day after Trump told reporters that sending Tomahawks to Ukraine could be a pressure point for Russia.
Do they want to have Tomahawks going in their direction? I don't think so. I think I might speak to Russia about that, in all fairness.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on another state taking up redistricting efforts.
North Carolina Republicans have announced plans to vote on a new House map. The announcement by North Carolina Republican legislative leaders comes amid a nationwide redistricting battle. Leaders say they will vote next week on redrawing the state's U.S. House district map with the likely aim of securing another GOP seat within already right-leaning boundaries. The plan comes during an emerging mid-decade battle nationally between Republicans and Democrats. They're looking for advantages in the way U.S. House districts are drawn in several states for the 2026 session. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And SpaceX launched another of its mammoth rockets on a test flight from the southern tip of Texas yesterday. Starship successfully made it halfway around the world while releasing mock satellites, just like last time. More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.